Welcome to the October 9th Finance and Governance Committee. Let's go ahead and, if we can, start with the discussion only, and then hopefully we'll be joined by the chair. But I'm joined by Councilmember Hogarty, and start with item C. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Tony Cullors, Deputy Finance Director, and I will share my screen.
This item C is July.
Okay. Thank you. I just scrolled in my packet.
We just run that on you. Yeah. Stuff on page 51.
Thank you. I got it right here. Okay. I'll pull back it here. Okay, so October 9th, here we go, for the July General Fund Expenditure Report. I think in the packet it might have said August. What happened is I was out on vacation when we were supposed to do this, so I'm 1 month behind. I'm back, so I'm going to get us caught up with July and then August next time we meet. Okay. And so we've gone through these, every month, and we've kind of started to say the same thing over and over. So I'm going to kind of zip through this and just kind of walk through the areas that are really called out. So when I look at the department expenditures, one thing we see is, we look at them by allocated budget, we look at them by percent expended, which means how far along we are in the year, and then we look at the dollar change over last year. We look at it from three different components. But one thing that jumps out is the administrative services. You see it's highlighted on all three. Mm-hmm. In the past, what we've seen is one or two areas, which didn't really, wasn't much cause for concern. But when we look at the administrative services, that one jumps out. So I spend a little bit more time on that. And, the good news is it's explainable. It's the grant, the $1.2 million grant that Joel has received. And so that's what puts them over. And I'm going to just pull back a little bit and get some good information here. So that's where I noticed the big change. When I look at the allocated budget, the administrative services is really the only one that is coming over there, and that's the LTE, the private LTE project. And again, that's grant funded, so the state will reimburse that. Looking at the budget to actual, we just did that one. Actual, let's compare 2023 to 2022. So we do have several departments in there, from mayor's office, parks and rec, community development, and police. Let's just go through some of those. So the mayor's office, we've seen that each month for the last several months. And what causes that is the government affairs, we have the special matters, the legal, and then some
Legal, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Special matters, that is handled by legal.
Okay.
And then we have some professional development there, and we've seen those for the last couple months. Administrative services, that's the laptop purchases. Parks and rec, the same major areas that we've seen before. It's the salaries and extra labor. So we're comparing 2023 to 2022. So we're moving out of the pandemic, return to services there. And then we have some professional services when we do the security at the park. Looking at community development, they're up a little higher, reported an increase of $142,000. So this is primarily with the planning division and specifically the middle housing project. So it's professional services, and we call out the vendor there. So while they're up over last year, it was something that was budgeted. And then the police up $1.4 million. And these are similar to what we've been reporting all year, which is the salaries, increase in salaries, dispatch, jail services. And then they have a software maintenance contract. Fire, again, 2.9.
So on the police, the dispatch, isn't that those costs are going up or?
Yes, compared to last year with the contract, the dispatch costs are going up.
Okay.
You know, following up on that. So this is no new initiatives. This is just increased cost in what they do already.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have seen this for the last few months, just increase in contract costs. So you're at no new service.
Inflation.
And then fire is attributed to the RFA that we've seen. And I think that's been, let me just keep moving through that for a moment here.
Can I ask, is fire within scope? I know that the numbers just don't like, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
They don't arrive at the same time, but it's within scope. So.
Yes, it is. And where we see that is when we look at their fire, the allocated budget versus actual, they're actually under their allocated budget now. So.
Through third quarter, but I will say we do expect fire to possibly exceed budget this year. We saw a bit of a spike in overtime during the third quarter that came in. So, and we also had some expenditures that should have been paid in 2022 that hit 2023 because after we closed the book. So, fire is most likely going to need an amendment.
Okay. So, going into the general fund by category, looking down there for the allocated. So where I start by looking at what's been exceeding allocated budget or significantly over budget, and just looking down by totals, like total salaries and benefits, total supplies, total services, everything is under allocated budget. So we are within budget, which is in alignment when we look at it by the department level. I did take a look at the repairs and maintenance. Let me just take a look and see what we got here. I apologize for pulling that up. Okay, so they're the only ones within the total services that are over the allocated budget. And we know that amount is trending $500,000. Okay, and the increase is just to the PD fleet repair. So PD fleet and maintenance repairs just slightly more than they were spending. They are under the same period last year, as well as by the percentage. So while they're over their allocated budget, they're under compared this year to last year. And so nothing really out there. I see the machinery and equipment down here is highlighted, and that is for the fleet purchases. So that is our report for July. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I'm very discombobulated.
I know. And then we did this, which I think was really a good idea to do that this first thing. And I just came back from being gone for 2 weeks, and it's hard to get back into it.
Well, let's get back into it. So we can move to item 1A.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
There you go. Share screen. So 1A is actually mine.
Oh, sure.
And so I'll just walk you through the packet so everyone gets a break here. This was actually prepared by Cheryl Thompson, so I just get to be the messenger tonight. And this is more of was just kind of a best practice, was that we realized that when positions ended December 31st, is it kind of had previous mayor and councils making the appointments, but they would actually be confirmed with the next mayor and councils the next year. And we wanted to align that in the same year with the same council. And so what we did is just move those terms 3 months. It's kind of administrative. It was like, kind of came up to us a couple of times, and this year is a good example of that just transition. And so we were just, what you see here is mainly just housekeeping. If you agree with that philosophy of let's start the new year with a new appointment process, and it gives you a couple months in. It just moves it forward 3 months, and so there'll be a little bit of everyone, instead of a three-year term, they'll get 3 year and 3 months, but then it will go to back to a three-year term starting this next year. And the dates have changed just because the last time you touched this ordinance was 2017, 18, 19. Those all get moved up by 3 years. So what you see is the changes in most of the commissions, And there's two ordinances here because in the Planning Commission, there was one other line that RCW has changed since you last touched that ordinance. And so we updated that as well for housekeeping. And I'm available for any questions you might have.
Oh, questions, sorry.
So yeah, I agree with it. It really makes sense to do it that way. And I like the idea behind it that you get your new council members in. And then they have some time to get their feet underneath them, which I just was talking about, and kind of understand how the process works and who the players or who the, you know, the people are that are involved in this. So this is really a good idea. An idea whose time has come, right? And I did only have one minor thing, and that's on page 3. One of the whereases, the one where it says whereas this change in term and dates will provide the advantage of moving the appointment process to the beginning of a year, which is less crowded than the end of the year for officials and staff. I don't want to give specific language, but I think it should say a year which is typically less crowded with agenda items or something like that.
We can add that.
And yeah, and it doesn't have to be those exact words. But something about what it's less crowded with, you know, with items that need to be done, agenda items, and then also maybe the word typically, just in case, because it's typically that way. And whatever you guys come up with.
Yeah, I would probably add typically with agenda and, you know, work plan items.
Yeah,
I mean, perfect. I think those kind of encompasses everything that you have. It's not just... what's on your agenda, but also the work plan. There's a lot of things that usually come at the end. So I think that with that amendment, we could just, we can add that before it gets to DOW, and we'll put that as a change as well.
That's all I have.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with the amendment. Just to confirm what's changed beyond the dates is just the inclusion of staff duties on it, RCW on 23/6/040, and that's in each month for not less than 9 months in each year per RCW.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm comfortable moving this forward.
Okay. Thank you. And I do want to thank Ms. Thompson for taking the lead on this, as she's our main person who organizes our boards and commissions.
Hello, thank you.
All right, let's go to the last item on the agenda, which is item 1B, the 2023 second quarter final financial report.
Okay, so this is through June. And so this report's going to include some revenues. So I, too, am going to work this right from the packet. So I think we start on page 13 of our packet where we have the info memo. And so we talk about the overall health, financial health of the organization is sound. General fund revenues are tracking slightly higher than 2022. I've noticed in a couple of corrections that I want to just call out now that I will have corrected before we get to COW. So on the info memo, page 13 of the packet, says they're slightly lower than the budget through June, and they're actually slightly higher than the budget. So we made some updates to the allocated budget, and those will be reflected. We do talk a little bit about the one-time savings that we have. However, we have some expenses coming up. We also have some negotiations to wrap up. So although we see those as savings, there's really not going to be much savings. And we'll look at that a little closer. So going on to page 14, let me just go through a couple of them. The unassigned fund balance, $16.2 million. It is slightly lower than expected, but we do meet the fund balance requirements. And then we talk a little bit about why it's lower. And we have some land sales that are coming. They haven't come yet, but that's
one. And they're really in the budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so our revenues through June are $36 million. It says slightly below the allocated budget of $36 million, but when we look at page 17, I can see the allocated budget is 36,047, not 36.6. So that update will be made.
Okay.
So we're looking down on 17. So again, that correction will be there. Okay. And so looking at the revenues, major performance, retail sales came in strong, utility tax, gambling tax, and building permits looked good. As we look at those individually, I think the only one that's down significantly or over 5% is business licenses. We'll look at that in just a minute, though. We also mentioned before that the salaries and benefits are currently lower than budget, but we know that's for labor negotiations. So that when we complete those negotiations, there'll be a retro to be paid, mm-hmm. and that will bring it back mm-hmm. even. General fund, total expenditures are below allocated budget. And again, that's because we have some savings, appear to be savings, in both one-time vacancies as well as the salaries. So mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Does that part factor in any amendments that we have?
We do have budget amendments coming, but not as of June. Okay. I think our budget amendments will start to come to light next month when we do August. So we've done the July monthly report. We are starting to pull together amendments. Right now, I can just speak to this. We do have the IT amendment for the computers.
Yeah.
The other ones, I'm not sure we're dialed in what the dollar amounts are. Obviously, the negotiations are going to be one that'll be a retro, but we will have something to bring in August, at least where we are to that date. So I'll present that information there. But this is just through June, so that short answer is no.
Okay.
I should have just stopped there. So scrolling through the packet, I'd like to get to some of the individual revenues. So I'm going to go to page 18 is I think where we're page 18 of the packet. Yes. Mm-hmm. That number seems kind of low. So anyway, property tax we can see is up 0.9%. So when I look at both revenues and expenses, what I would consider to be normal or consistent is anything under 5%, either up or down for consistency. So at 0.9%, that's very stable, as property tax would be one of the taxes that we would expect to be as stable as anything. So nothing out of the ordinary there. The retail sales tax, you can see retail is coming in strong still, up 9.5% over the same period last year. And so I think, you know, although that looks like it's strong, we are kind of operating at pre-pandemic levels now. So 2019-ish. And when I look at the returns, it sounds like it's a lot, but anyway, 9.5, it'd be nice if we were doing a little bit better.
It's really the inflationary increase. This is the most increase in total sales.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's equivalent to the highest point.
Right. Okay, utility tax down 2.8%, so relatively consistent under that 5%. Interfund utility. This is one.
Question about this one. Either one of you can answer this, but is it falling faster than we thought, or is it at the same level?
It's just a steady decline.
Steady decline.
Yeah.
Okay, so steady.
Yeah, and the utility tax is an interesting animal because there's a number of different utility taxes included in there. It's the gas tax, electricity, telephone tax, and some of them are just volatile depending mm-hmm. on how businesses open or close. You know, empty buildings don't use energy.
Right.
The telecom tax is just that steady decline that we continue to see as consumer behavior changes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The interfund utility tax, this is the second of the last correction there. If I look at the 2023 actual chart, it's $1.4 million. But when you look at the bar chart, 2023, it's 1.6. The bar chart is correct. So I'll update that. And the good news is that puts it into a positive instead of a negative. And that will be corrected for our COW.
Cool.
Gambling tax is pretty steady. I felt like early on in the year, they were really skyrocketing up. towards the end of last year as well, but 4.2%, so they're starting to level off to become more consistent compared to the same period last year. Admission tax of 3.4%. So people are, you know, getting back out, movies, bowling alleys. Business license is the largest decline. And we've seen that from 2021 to 2022 was a large decline, and then 2022 to 2023. So again, this is January through June, but it is trending down. So I think what we're talking about there is small businesses. Some went out of business. Primarily, it's just small businesses that are being affected more than large businesses. Building permits, look at that, they jumped up 16.5%. So that's a big win. Down below here, we show 2022-2023, the value of the permits. So the value of the permits is up, as well as the number of permits. And so to get a, just to be a little bit more clear about that, we may have a $1 million project, and then builders go out and get permits for that. So the $1 million project, the value of the permits cost, you know, $40,000 value of that. And so I guess I'm saying that to say that the revenue is not the same as the value of the permits, but there is a correlation there to see not only are the numbers of permits going up, but that the value of the permits are going up. And that chart shows a significant jump. We do have a, you can call it a profit and loss here, just to show the general fund revenues and expenses. You can see our fund balance, $16.2 million. The expenditures are, we've seen that in as of June, so not a lot to say there other than departments are operating within the budget, the allocated budget. And then we go into some stuff about, there's some highlights about the other funds. They include the expenditures, we're seeing the revenues and expenditure reports there. And I think I'll stop there and maybe just take questions.
Is this like, I can read it, but it'd be easier for red lights. I'm going to have to give you the next time you print it.
Right, yeah.
I'm a small type flyer, 4 laurels. I mean, it feels so small. I can't read it.
Yeah. So it does look like it's a little bit on the italicized font. Change the font.
Yeah. And then for the next round.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of hard for me to go through right now. It looks like it's almost like dot matrix, although it probably isn't.
Yes, I will agree.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about it, though. And so, yeah.
Just a question about the LTGO. How are we? I mean, you can't really tell from these charts, but are we trending like we're supposed to be trending, just with payments and? Yeah, it's just a big, okay, great, thank you. I didn't have any questions. Any more questions? I think we're good, thank you. Yeah, all right, any miscellaneous? All right, I've concluded the meeting.
I will stop the recording.
I guess I didn't do the thing that I'm supposed to be doing. On item 1A, are we comfortable forwarding this to the 1023 COW and the 11-6 regular meeting?
Yeah.
And then on item 1B, are we comfortable forwarding this to the 1023 COW
meeting? Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay, stop the recording.